Hello.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. is the website. Freddie P., how are you?
I'm looking out at the snow here in southern Ontario.
It's snowing.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Crazy stuff, eh?
We had some weird weather yesterday, Fred. We had some hail, some really strong winds, like 90 to 100 kilometer winds. And of course, it's amazing how people's driving skills seem to deteriorate the worse the weather is out here anyway.
Yeah, well, same thing here. It's crazy. You'd think every year no one had seen snow before. But a week ago, right now, I think it was 23 degrees, and I was wearing my shorts, displaying my skinny little chicken legs. And today it's parka weather.
You know what they were telling you, Freddie? The weather is telling you that basically it's still hockey season.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately not for the Leafs. They're going to finish, I guess, second to last in the NHL?
Yes, but there's a huge game tomorrow night. If the Rangers beat Philadelphia, the Maple Leafs take on the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow night and...
Could eliminate them?
Pardon me?
Eliminate them?
Theoretically, yes, they could.
And, you know, that happened about, 4 or 5 years ago. I remember last game of the year, Leafs had to beat the Habs, and neither one would go to the playoffs. And I remember the Leafs won, and I was in Victoria, and there was a whole room of Habs fans there. And, had a couple drinks in me, I guess. And you just can't help but, like, give them a little look and give them that little jab, you know?
That's right, Neil. To me, this is poetic justice because the Leafs have had a horrible season and Habs fans have really been rubbing it in really well. So it just really would be sweet poetic justice if the Leafs knocked them out of the playoffs. But
maybe it's a little early, but who's looking good out of the gate here? Yeah, that's tough.
I don't know. You know, you always look at San Jose, but they always crap out in the playoffs, and Washington looks hot, but I don't know. You know, it's teams like Jersey that concern me. Very boring but great playoff hockey team.
Yeah, I had taken Chicago earlier in the year because good young guys, they had solid D, but they've lost half their D now. So I don't know. There's still, I think, a point back out of first or tied with San Jose or something in the West. But you know the team that I'm kind of looking at, Freddie, if their goaltending can get a little bit better, they may be the team to watch, and that's the Buffalo Sabres.
That's right, with Ryan Miller. Remember what I said on your show heading into the Olympics. I mean, Ryan Miller could steal the gold, and he came very close to it, and he's that type of goaltender. Again, he proved it in the Olympics. Plus, the Sabres are that type of team. When you get down to the get into the playoffs, they just hunker down, and they're a tough, stingy team.
Got a pretty good coach, too.
Absolutely. You know, I'm not that concerned about the Ottawa Senators, not a big fan of them, but I'll tell you, you want to talk out of the gate, I mean, my heart really is going to lie with the Vancouver Canucks as Canada's team.
Really? If the Habs don't make it, it'll be Ottawa and Vancouver, and that'll be it. And, boy, I got to tell you, Freddie, that it's been a roller coaster year for Canucks fans. The big high, obviously, of Team Canada winning the gold medal, and the Canucks going into that. They came off a big, long road trip where they finished, I think, 6-4 or 7-3 or something. They had a pretty successful road trip. And then Luongo, basically, in the last month has everybody kind of going, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes that's the calm before the storm or the storm before the calm. I mean, he's a pretty focused guy. And, you know, having the playoffs made the Canucks, maybe he's just setting himself up for a good playoff run.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. is the website. I was on there earlier this week, Freddie, and changing the subject completely here. This is what you've written on one of your postings. It's a done deal. Yesterday afternoon, it was confirmed. Friday, April 16th at 3 p.m. at the Scope Clinic in Brampton, Ontario. I'll undergo my first
colonoscopy.
So this is where they jam the camera in the parts that is supposed to be, well, for some, a one-way street.
For some, it's the tunnel of love.
Yeah, well, it is, and to each their own, I suppose. But are you a little bit nervous about it, Freddie? I've never had anything done around there myself. I'm a little afraid to tell you the truth. And if I may, Freddie, I'll share it with you why. It's because I'm afraid I might like it. And then I'll find myself staggering down Granville one night here in Vancouver asking people, hey, would you mind? Do you know, you got to be a little nervous.
I'm sure you'd like it. Well, no, not really, because they put you out for the actual procedure. Apparently, the prep is worse than the actual procedure. The prep is taking this laxative called Pilosalix or something like that.
Is that like the chalky stuff?
Something like that. And then,
yeah.
So if I'm having this Friday, Thursday night, apparently I have to take the first dose of this, and it just, it's jet propulsion. It just, I mean, you, it cleans you out. And then I get up in the morning, because at 3 o'clock is the actual procedure, I get up in the morning and I have to take it again. So apparently it gets to the point where your bowel is pushing and there's absolutely nothing to push, Neil. This is so you're clean as a whistle. So when you arrive and they take the plumber's snake with the video camera on the end of it, there's easy passage.
I'm just wondering, if you could, would you ask the doctor if you can have a copy of the tape to put on your website or what?
Apparently you can.
Oh, I don't know. Obviously, it's for a far serious issue, and that's prostate cancer. They're going to be checking for that, colon cancer, that
colon
kind of
cancer.
Thing. But boy, you know, why can't they just do a blood test?
You wish, eh?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, you got to think about it too, Freddie. You know, you say you're not too worried about it. I'd be terrified. Can you imagine the doctor?
Oh, yeah, I know. What a great job that is. Can you imagine doing that on a daily basis? My goodness. But reason what initiated this for me was Pat Burns, the former Maple Leaf coach, who had colon cancer, and then he had, liver cancer, and now lung cancer ultimately is going to take him in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
But it was apparently a routine check by Pat Burns some 7 years ago. They detected the colon cancer, and it's been hell and misery ever since. And then when I saw him on TV a couple of weeks ago, and just a shell of the man he once was, lost so much weight, didn't look good, his voice has changed. I ran to the doctor, and I said, I want a colonoscopy.
How old should you be to seriously thinking about doing this?
Later 40s, they say, but I think anybody... You know, once you hit 40, why not? Why not go in there and have a good look there, Neil?
Well, I told you why not, but I don't want to get into that again. I imagine we can follow your updates at CanadianThinker.com. Freddie P., it's always a pleasure to talk to you every Friday when we can. And as always, the last two words.
Loving you.